Hey, joining me live over the phone today is Eileen Humphreys, and live in studio is Stacy Horsley. Eileen, good morning. How are you today?
I'm okay.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. And Stacy, good morning to you as well. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it. Well, of course, we wanted to have you both on air today to talk about the recent Pink Night fundraiser that the Star Valley High School volleyball team has done on an annual basis, and you both the beneficiaries of that. Stacy, I think we start with you because the volleyball team had picked you originally, and when they came on the air with us, they said no surprise that you had turned around and decided to re-donate those. But first, what was that gesture like for you, and what did that kind of mean to you to be selected by the team?
You know what? I felt so honored and just so humbled by those sweet girls and Sunny and her staff, and then Marcy Johnson, who has led the charge in working on Pink Night for so many years. And again, I felt like very, very honored. I didn't really want to have much attention brought, but I appreciated the opportunity to really promote the fact that with early detection, some pretty incredible things can happen and have on my behalf.
Well, there was certainly a lot of attention brought, which you mentioned maybe it wasn't what you were hoping for, but were you able to attend that night in person?
I was not there that night because I was receiving some radiation treatment down at the University of Utah the Huntsman Center at
I'm
that
sure
time.
You've been kind of told how it went.
Well, so. And I was able to go on and watch that night, and I wasn't feeling great that night, and so it was pretty emotional for me to see so many people and see those girls just doing something that was bigger than volleyball. They were amazing. And like I said, I think it's so cool that they made that such an amazing night. What an event.
Yeah. Tell us about the decision to involve Eileen and why you decided to re-donate those funds to her.
Well, Eileen, of course, awareness of Eileen as a neighbor and a friend. She was diagnosed just about the same time I was, and I was made aware of her situation. And her situation seemed a lot more bleak at the time and so concerning, and I've been so worried about her. And just I'm not sure that the girls had an awareness of Eileen, mostly because, I mean, these girls know me from school and being the mom of kids that are their age and a friend of so many. And so I just felt like Eileen could really benefit and would appreciate people having an awareness of her situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Eileen joining us live over the phone as well. Eileen, what was that moment like for you when you get the news that Stacy is going to be donating those funds to you?
It was emotional. It's been very touching for me. The community's really just amazing in general, and the girls. And when Stacy asked me if I would be willing, brought tears to my eyes, and it still is.
Yeah. Were you able to tune in, Eileen, to the volleyball, to the match that night for Pink Night?
No, I wasn't able to. I've been, with being stage 4 cancer, it's been, I've been sick quite a bit. And so, I wasn't able to watch it that night.
One can only imagine the range of emotions, for you, Eileen. And, tell us about maybe the boost, if you will, that this may have given you outside of the financial, not talking about that, but just emotionally. How has this helped you along?
It's the feelings of gratitude just help everything look brighter. It's helped just my outlook on life.
Absolutely. Of course, it wasn't just, Eileen, it wasn't just the volleyball team, which they put in all the work, of course, and made the fundraiser possible with all the donations and the bake sale and the silent auction and everything that went into that. So much work behind the scenes. But the community really rallied together and made the donations. And so what would you like to say to the community at large this morning to those who participated?
I just want to express my gratitude that the outpouring of love financially and just people asking how I'm doing has been absolutely amazing. My mom constantly has people asking how I'm doing. And it just, it's so touching and amazing that we have such a community there in Star Valley.
Eileen Humphreys joining us over the phone this morning. Stacey Horsley in studio. Stacey, anything you'd like to add to that as far as the community support that, that you saw?
I just, again, just feel like we live in the best place in the whole world. And I've been so grateful for just the love and kindness continually throughout all of this. And what a great place. I mean, it's amazing.
Absolutely. Absolutely is. What would you like to say to those that need to get screened? What have you learned from this? Stacey, we'll start with you.
I would just say I've learned so, so much. And when there are opportunities to go and be screened, take advantage. For me, it was an opportunity to be able to have immediate help and attention given to me, to be able to get the treatments that I needed and to be able to kick this. And I feel so grateful to Star Valley Health to be able to have access to the screenings right here in the Valley. And I would just really, you know, encourage anybody, if it's time to go get your mammogram, please go do it, because it can lead to finding out information that you really need to be able to go and get the help that you need.
Absolutely. Eileen, anything else you'd like to add to that?
Sorry. There's a program that the state of Wyoming actually has for breast and cervical cancer awareness. And I know when I talked to them, they said that they'd been struggling to get the word out to people. It provides screenings for people who don't have insurance and don't have the resources to pay for it. So I would just encourage people to look into that also.
Absolutely. That's Eileen Humphreys over the phone. Stacey Horsley joining us as well. Anything we missed from either of you, Stacey or Eileen, that you'd like to mention today?
I would just say another big thank you to everyone who was supportive and encouraging, and just feel so grateful.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah. Eileen, yourself?
I would say the same thing. I'm just so grateful for the people in our valley.
Well, thank you both so much for coming on the air today. I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, so thank you very much. And the community still is behind both of you, so best of luck to you both. That's Eileen Humphreys and Stacey Horsley in studio this morning. Eileen over the phone. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.